This podcast is sponsored by nonprofit Professional Performance 360 magazine.
Hi, this is Paul Lemberg, and I want to welcome you to Orchestrating Success with Hugh Ballew. This podcast is all about ways to redefine leadership as a pathway to increasing your business or nonprofit income. Now, here's Hugh with today's session.
Today, I'm going to talk about the five leadership myths that kill entrepreneurial ventures. Starting and maintaining a profitable enterprise as an entrepreneur is very difficult at best. Research shows that 90% of businesses that fail do so because of the lack of leadership skills. Fortunately, leadership is a skill many people can learn. I think, however, learning great leadership means that many of us must unlearn most of what we've previously been taught or what we have observed. Best practice for building and sustaining a profitable business is often a reverse paradigm from the things business schools and prevailing leadership experts teach. Leadership best practice, from my perspective, requires the same skills a conductor uses to build the high-performance cultures we call ensembles. In the musical world, ensembles, in the non-musical context, are highly synergy-driven teams. Highly synergistic, or high synergy. These teams develop only with the intentionality of the leader. The entrepreneur who operates as a solopreneur might not perceive that synergistic teams are important. Wrong. If you are talking at least to one other person, such as a salesperson, a consultant, an alliance or venture partner, advisor or board member, then you have a team. It is important for entrepreneurs to surround themselves with capable people. It is also important to learn from other businesses you admire. Being an entrepreneur is a choice to stay out of corporate systems. So why do things in the same way as a company you don't want to work for? Team effectiveness starts with a leader and branches from there. First, you equip yourself. Then you empower others. With this in mind, here are the top five leadership myths that kill entrepreneur ventures. Let's say entrepreneurial ventures. Number one, I must be in command. Having been an entrepreneur all my life, I am sure I have made all the mistakes one could possibly make. I call these mistakes learning opportunities. In one business, my staff presented me with a boss card. It was great until I turned it over and read what it said on the other side. Translated, boss backwards is double SOB. I did what I had been taught and what I observed in other leaders. Be the boss. Have all the right answers. A boss is an autocratic leader. It's about them. It's a one-way process. Today, I know the leader doesn't necessarily have all the answers. Rather, an effective leader has good questions. Here's a tip. Be the transformational leader who defines the vision, empowers others to fulfill that vision, and coaches others to a higher level of functioning and model what it is you want others to do. Second myth, always be right. You don't know everything, so why claim to be right? Leadership is about defining our personal gaps. Inventory your skills and score them from 1 to 10, with 10 being the highest. Every skill below 5 should be delegated to leaders on the team. In view of the fact there are gaps in skills, there are most likely gaps in perspective, in knowledge, and in strategy. Being right means others have to be wrong. Focus on developing leaders on teams and coach them on being right. It's better that your team members are right and not you. Coach them to be right, because when you're not there, it's important for them to be right. Here's a tip. Ditch the ego. Healthy self-esteem means that others get to shine at times, and in the end, the leader gets credit for a healthy organization achieving its goals. Listening is a primary leadership skill. Myth number 3, proper language or behavior. Certainly, improper language. Did I say proper? Improper. Certainly, you're an entrepreneur because you want to do things your way. That's why you don't want to work for a major corporation. In doing so, however, it's vital that you don't repeat the bad habits you observed in traditional corporations. As an entrepreneur, you have the chance to develop a better culture and a better business model than the ones you've observed. It requires different thinking. Thinking differently and acting differently doesn't mean you can do or say what you please without a filter. Organizations expect the leader to have high standards. The leader, that's you, is the person of greatest influence within the business. This means there are consequences to using language and behavior in a manner that is not consistent with the image of a leader of this stature. A transformational leader models what is expected of the rest of the team. So, what they see is what you get. Tip: set good boundaries and have an accountability partner who will speak the truth to you always in a context of respect and love. Myth number 4, pretend to know that you are doing. Pretend to know what you're doing, even if you don't know what you're doing. Ignorance is bliss, or not. The leader who pretends to know everything becomes a target for others to prove otherwise. Following the theme of number 2 above, leaders should gain not only skills, but should work on gaining knowledge as well. An effective leader is able to coalesce the best thinking of the group and to make better decisions based on all of the available facts. They are able to reframe the negative energy from disagreement into creative tools for innovative thinking. Tip: develop skills for framing a good goal or stating a problem, and then allowing the team to create data for decisions. A strong leader always holds the authority and uses power wisely by encouraging creative thinking and cross-disciplinary functioning. It's not about you. It's about the vision. And the 5th and last myth, delegation is a weakness of leadership. Actually, delegation is a sign of strong leadership. Autocratic leaders become a bottleneck for decisions and processes. When the leader must make all the decisions, there is a limit to how much the team or organization can do. The charismatic or autocratic leader model is not scalable. At the opposite end of the spectrum is transformational leadership. Companies are successful under each style of leadership, but I favor transformational leadership because it's about the vision and is scalable. Traits of this style of leadership include clarity of vision, the ability to build and equip leaders on teams, to support and encourage others, and to provide information and coaching. And lastly, to model what you teach, what you represent, what you preach. Here's a tip. Become a more serious student of leadership and never stop learning. Transform yourself first and then transform the organization by transforming the culture. Know that changing others in any group emotional system is accomplished by changing yourself. Realize that transformed leaders transform leaders. Are you ready to go to the next step? As you study these myths, I suggest you share your personal and organizational goals with at least three other people you respect and with whom you have a valued connection. Check with them every 30 days to let them know how things are progressing. Being accountable to others is frightening at first unless you realize that the people you are accountable to are the people who will bring the highest value to you because they understand where you're going. But most important of all, for your venture success, when you hit the leadership lid, raise the ceiling. This is Hugh Ballew, Transformational Leadership Strategist, wishing you all the success you will let yourself have. To find information on our sponsor, Nonprofit Performance 360 Magazine, go to nonprofitperformance.org, nonprofitperformance.org.
Thanks for listening today to the Orchestrating Success podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes to stay focused on ways to redefine leadership and increase your profit.